Now, the origin of mankind is mentioned. Where did we come from? How did Allah honor us? Why are we here? Who is our enemy? وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ And mention when your Lord said to the angels, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً Indeed, I will make upon the earth a successive authority. On the earth, I will place a creation that will succeed the previous, and a creation that will come in generations. The angel said, Will you place upon the earth one who will cause corruption therein and shed blood? Because he will have free will. He will have freedom, and if he has freedom, he will cause chaos. The angel said, We declare your praise, O Allah. We sanctify you. نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ We do your tasbih. We say Subhanallah, we say Allahu Akbar, we say Alhamdulillah, we say La ilaha illallah. And remember these words, they are the nourishment of the angels. And the best, the most beloved speech that Allah has chosen for His angels is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Everybody say quietly yourself, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. The best speech. The best speech that Allah has chosen for His servants, for His angels. The angel said, Oh Allah, we already glorify You. We already praise You. Why would You create another creation? Why would You create mankind, human beings? Allah said, Indeed, I know that which You do not know. And Allah taught Adam the names, all of them. Then He showed them to the angels and said, Inform me of the names of these, if you are truthful. They said, Exalted are you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Indeed, it is you who is the knowing, the wise. Allah said, O Adam, inform them of their names. And when He had informed them of their names, He said, Did I not tell you that I know the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth? And I know what you reveal and what you have concealed? Adam, his rank over the angels was due to the ilm that Allah gave him. What made Adam superior to the angels was the knowledge that Allah blessed him with. Therefore, let us give the most importance in our lives to what? To this knowledge. The knowledge that has come from Allah. This is what we should strive to have more and more of, because this is a source of honor. And when Allah has blessed us with this knowledge, then we must use it. So when Allah has informed us about the best speech near Him, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, if Allah did not tell us, how could we have figured out? So now when He has told us through His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then let's frequently do His tasbih. And mention when we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam. So they all prostrated except for Iblis. He refused and was arrogant and became of the disbelievers. The angels humbled themselves. Iblis did not. Is there a difference? Yes, there is. One person humbles himself and the other does not humble himself. One prays and the other does not pray. One obeys Allah and the other does not obey Allah. Is there a difference? Yes, there is a difference. What is the reason for this refusal? Arrogance. Aba wastakbara. He refused. He was arrogant. And we said, O Adam, dwell, you and your wife, in paradise, and eat therefrom in ease and abundance from wherever you will. But do not approach this tree, lest you be among the wrongdoers. But Shaitan caused them to slip out of it, and removed them from that condition in which they had been. And we said, Go down, all of you, as enemies to one another, and you will have upon the earth a place of settlement and provision for a time. And like this, man came to earth. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ Then Adam received from his Lord some words. Which words? Words through which he begged Allah's forgiveness. He repented to Allah. And Allah accepted his repentance. Indeed, it is Allah, it is He who is the accepting of repentance. At-Tawwab, Ar-Rahim, the Merciful. He accepts repentance even if our sins reach up to the skies. Even if our sins are greater, more than the number of people on earth. If we repent to Him, if we beg His forgiveness, Allah is At-Tawwab. Adam alayhi salam, in that moment when Shaitan did waswasa to him. At that moment, he forgot Allah's command. And as a result of that forgetfulness, he disobeyed his Lord. When he disobeyed his Lord was angry with him. And the way to remove that anger was tawbah, repentance. The fact is that we all make mistakes. We learn, but we forget. And when we forget, we make mistakes. And one of our goals this month of Ramadan is to attain Allah's forgiveness. So for that, we're going to make dua. We're going to exert our effort to ensure that we earn His forgiveness. And part of that effort is going to be to say the same words that Adam a.s. said. What did he say? What are the words that Allah taught him? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ The words also that Yunus a.s. said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكْ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ There is no God but You, Allah. You are perfect. I am wrong. You are perfect. I am wrong. It's my fault. So, O Allah, forgive me. We said, go down from it, all of you. And when guidance comes to you from me, whoever follows my guidance, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. Fear-free, grief-free are who? Those people who follow Allah's guidance. They shall be free of fear, free of grief, forever and ever. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا And those who disbelieve and deny our signs, those will be the companions of the fire. They will abide therein eternally. Now, in the following ayat, the Bani Israel are addressed. Who were the Bani Israel? The Bani Israel were the ummah before the Muslim ummah. The nation that was gifted with many prophets, many scriptures, many miracles, many gifts. Allah gave them preference in every way, but they took all of the favors of Allah for granted. They took it for granted. And so their deeds and their beliefs became corrupted over time. They thought, we are the best, so it does not matter what we do. It does not matter what we say. It does not matter how we deal with others, because hell is for others and paradise is for us. It was this pride of theirs that led to the corruption of their beliefs, the corruption of their deeds, the corruption of their words. So before Allah addresses the Muslim ummah in the Quran, before Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah addresses the previous ummah. First, if you notice, Allah addresses all of mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas. Then Allah addresses the previous ummah. Allah invites them to believe in the messenger who has come for their reform, so that they should follow him. Why? So that they should be honored in this dunya and the akhirah. And as we study these ayat, let us reflect on these ayat and reflect on ourselves. Because their errors, their mistakes are mentioned so that we may refrain from going on the same path. Allah says, Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, اذكروا نعمتي, remember my favor which I have bestowed upon you. I gave you deen, I gave you dunya, I gave you honor. And fulfill my covenant, the covenant that you've made with me. And I will fulfill your covenant, meaning the covenant that I have made with you. You adhere to the scripture, believe in the messenger, and I shall grant you success in this life and the next. وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ And be afraid of only me. Be afraid of only Allah. Because the fear of Allah keeps one on the right path. And believe in what I have sent down. Believe in what I have sent down. Meaning in the Quran. Confirming that which is already with you. So now, all of mankind, all people have to believe in this Qur'an for their salvation. Because if the previous nation, the ummah that was before Muslim ummah, if they're told here, believe in the Qur'an, then what about the rest of humanity? Everybody needs to believe in the Qur'an in order to attain success. And this Qur'an confirms that which is already with you, meaning it confirms the previous scriptures. And be not the first to disbelieve in it. And do not exchange my signs for a small price. And fear only me. وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونِي This is a command. إِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونِي These are those action points that we can record for ourselves. إِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونِي Fear only me. Don't use this deen to earn your dunya. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ Do not mix the truth with falsehood or conceal the truth while you know it. Don't knowingly change the deen, alter the religion to suit your desires. Because the truth is the truth, even if it tastes bitter to some people. So don't alter it, don't mix it, don't change it, don't hide it. Establish prayer, give zakah, and bow with those who bow down in worship, in obedience. Participate in collective works of khair. Do you order righteousness to the people and forget yourselves while you recite the scripture? You read the scripture, you know the scripture, still your life contradicts it? Why does this happen? That when a person knows what the Book of Allah says, yet he does not conform to it, yet his actions contradict the Book of Allah. Why does this happen? When does this happen? When a person becomes greedy for worldly benefits. When he forgets the Akhirah. Then what happens? Then amal on the book, then amal on the truth, acting according to the truth becomes difficult. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Will you not reason? Will you not reason? What's the advice that Allah gives? And this is something that we need to pay attention to also. That any time we find that our actions do not match our knowledge, our actions do not match our knowledge. Anytime we find this in ourselves, then what is it that we should do? وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ Seek help through patience, through prayer. Be patient, be firm, try again, work hard, and seek Allah's help through prayer also. Incline even more towards Allah. So for example, if there is a particular command in the religion that we find difficult to observe, then what should we do? Ask Allah. Ask Allah for help. Oh Allah, You make this easy for me. Are we struggling with khushu' in salah? Ask Allah. Are we struggling with hijab? Ask Allah. Do we find it difficult to spend in Allah's way to give charity? Do we find it difficult to give up lying? Whatever it is, whenever it is, big or small, anything we find difficult to do, ask Allah for help. Because who can help us but Him? Who can give us the ability but Him? Ask Him for help in matters which are related to the deen and also matters that are related to our worldly lives. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ And indeed it is difficult except for the humbly submissive. Prayer is difficult. Long phone calls, long emails, repeated text messages, they're easy. But two rak'at are very difficult, very heavy. Who has the more right that we should complain to Him? Who has that right that we should beg Him? That we ask Him? Allah or people? Who has the power to change our affairs? Who knows our situation better than we know our situation? Who is all able? Allah. People also, they cannot help us unless and until Allah lets them. Unless Allah sends them for our help. Therefore, do not find this prayer heavy. Because this prayer is the solution to our problems. Do not find it heavy. When we pray, Allah hears us more than we say. He answers us more than we ask. He gives us more than we can imagine. Who are these people who do not find the prayer heavy? الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ They are those who are certain that they will meet their Lord. And that they will return to Him. They are certain that one day they are definitely going to meet Allah. Those who like to meet Allah, Allah also likes to meet them. He who likes to meet Allah, Allah likes to meet him. He who dislikes to meet Allah, then Allah dislikes to meet him. Check your heart. Do I want that one day I should meet my Lord? I should see Him when He is pleased with me. What is the proof for this claim? It is our salah. If our feet go easily to salah, then yes, we want to meet Allah. But if our feet find it difficult to go to salah, then that means we find it difficult to meet Allah. Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, remember my favor that I have bestowed upon you. Remember the blessings of Allah, and that I have preferred you over the worlds, and fear a day when no soul will suffice for another soul at all. Fear that day when no person will come to your aid. No soul will suffice for another at all, nor will intercession be accepted from it, nor will compensation be taken from it, nor will they be aided. The Bani Israel were the believers of their time. And they thought that if we are the saved group, then it doesn't matter what we do. Even if we reject Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no punishment for us. Allah makes it clear here. No one will help another on that day. Their false belief is refuted here. You must do something yourself. You must prepare for that day. In the following ayat, the Bani Israel are now reminded of their past, where Allah bestowed favors on them. And when they did not value these favors, then what happened to them? And this is a mirror for all of us. So this is a chance for us to reflect on ourselves, on our ways, on our attitude. What are we doing? And recall, when we saved your forefathers from the people of Fir'aun, who afflicted you with the worst torment, slaughtering your newborn sons and keeping your females alive, and in that was a great trial from your Lord. And recall, when we parted the sea for you, and saved you, and drowned the people of Fir'aun while you were looking on. In front of your eyes, your enemy was destroyed. And recall, when we made an appointment with Musa for 40 nights, but you took for worship the calf after him while you were wrongdoers. Then we forgave you after that. Despite your great wrongdoing, we forgave you. So perhaps you would be grateful. When Allah gives us chance after chance, despite our errors, despite our sins, we must first learn from our mistakes. And secondly, we must also be grateful to Allah for the fact that He is letting us live on. He is giving us the opportunity to repent, even though we have disobeyed Him. And recall, when we gave Musa the scripture and criterion that perhaps you would be guided, the Book of Allah is the way out of misguidance. It is the way out of shirk. It is the way out of ignorance, forgetfulness. This is why Allah gave them, the Bani Israel, the scripture. And recall when Moses said to his people, O my people, indeed you have wronged yourselves by your taking of the calf for worship. So repent to your Creator and kill yourselves, kill one another. That is best for all of you in the sight of your Creator. Then He accepted your repentance. Indeed, He is the accepting of repentance, the merciful. For certain sins, expiation also has to be given, like over here. The punishment also has to be taken, like over here. And recall when you said, O Musa, we will never believe you until we see Allah outright. So the thunderbolt took you while you were looking on. Then we revived you after your death, that perhaps you would be grateful. When Musa a.s. returned with the scripture, the Bani Israel said, we want to hear Allah too. So Musa a.s. took along with him 70 people to the mount. And when they got there, they said, we need to see Allah. And at their demand to see Allah, lightning fell on them and they all died. Musa alayhi salam prayed and Allah brought those people back to life. What do we see here? Deen, the religion of Allah, should not be taken lightly. And one must not demand all the time that the deen be proven to him. I will only believe in Allah once I see Him. No. Who are we? We are only servants. And when the Bani Israel eventually crossed the sea, when they left Egypt, Fir'aun was drowned, they entered into an open desert. Recall when we shaded you with clouds and sent down to you manna and quails, saying, eat from the good things which we have provided you. And they wronged us not, but they were only wronging themselves. Despite receiving all these blessings, they did not change. And recall when we said, enter the city and eat from it wherever you will in ease and abundance. And enter the gate bowing humbly and say, hitta. What does hitta mean? Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, forgive us. Relieve us of our burdens. They were told to say hitta. Why? We will then forgive you your sins for you, and we will increase the doers of good in goodness and reward. But those who wronged changed those words to a statement other than that which had been said to them. They were told to say hitta. They changed it to hinta. And hinta means wheat. Oh Allah, give us wheat. And this was mockery also. So we sent down upon those who wronged a punishment from the sky because they were defiantly disobedient. And recall when Musa prayed for water for his people. So we said, strike with your staff the stone. And there gushed forth from it 12 springs. And every people knew its watering place. Eat and drink from the provision of Allah. And do not commit abuse on the earth, spreading corruption. And recall when you said, O Musa, we can never endure one kind of food. We cannot eat the same food every day. They were given man and salwa. They said, we need a change in the menu. So call upon your Lord to bring forth for us from the earth its green herbs and its cucumbers and its garlic and its lentils and its onions. Purposeful people. People who have a purpose in their lives. They simplify their lives by bringing simplicity in their food. They do not live to eat. Their goal is not to savor the world, but to save the world. And in order to save the world, sometimes they have to give up on their taste also, on what they eat also. So they eat what is sufficient to bring them strength, what is sufficient to improve their ibadah and to lead productive lives. But when people lack purpose in life, then they begin to desire one delicacy after another. And who could be more useless than the one who is described over here? The one who does not even make dua himself. He says, you make dua, you ask Allah to give us this and this and this food. Musa alayhi salam said, would you exchange what is better for what is less? Go into any settlement and indeed you will have what you have asked. You will find these foods in grocery stores. Go chase the world if that is what you desire. And they were covered with humiliation and poverty and returned with anger from Allah upon them. That was because they repeatedly disbelieved in the signs of Allah and killed the prophets without right. That was because they disobeyed and were habitually transgressing. Allah's anger, Allah's punishment, Allah's curse befell these people. Why? Because they did not accept Allah's orders. They rejected His blessings. They did not value Allah's gifts. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, those people who believe. وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا. And those who were Jews, or Christians, or Sabians. Those among them. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Whoever among them believed in Allah and the last day. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he also did righteousness. Again, iman and amal salih. Again and again. Those who do this, who have iman, who do amal salih. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They will have their reward with their Lord. And no fear will there be concerning them, nor will they grieve. The Bani Israel thought that since they were the children of prophets, they would attain salvation. Allah sets the criteria here. It's not your blood that will cause you to enter Jannah. No, it is your faith, it is your deeds. If either iman or deeds are lacking, then a person will have fear and he will have grief. More reminders are given. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ. And recall when we took your covenant, O children of Israel, to abide by the Torah. And we raised over you the mountain, saying, take what we have given you with determination, and remember what is in it, that perhaps you may be righteous. Then you turned away after that. And if not for the favor of Allah upon you, and His mercy, you would have been among the losers. We see that at every turn they disobeyed their Lord. When they refused to accept this covenant, the mountain was suspended over them. They were forced to accept the covenant of Allah at gunpoint, literally. And very soon, they went back on their word. Remember, the promises and commitments that we make with our Lord, the promises that we make in the name of Allah, the intentions, the commitments that we make in His name, we must fulfill them. Allah gave these people respite again. He forgave them. He gave them another chance. And it happens with us also. Allah keeps giving us chances. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ And you had already known about those who transgressed among you concerning the Sabbath. Those amongst the Bani Israel who transgressed the Sabbath, who broke the Sabbath through trickery and deceit. How? They were basically a fishing community who were forbidden from fishing on Saturdays. So what did they do? They put their nets on Friday and they took them out on Sunday. They were told no work on Saturday. They said, we're not working on Saturday. But they got the fish of Saturday. So many people play around with Allah's law in order to avoid it. Or they change the law in order to suit their own desires. Who are they deceiving? Themselves. Why? Because how can they deceive Allah? They're in fact harming themselves. Because look at what happened to these people. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ We said to them, be apes. They were turned into apes, despised. And we made it a deterrent punishment for those who were present and those who succeeded them. And a lesson for those who fear Allah. In this is a lesson that if anyone does something similar, then Allah can punish them in the like manner. He can disfigure their faces also. Because those who tamper with Allah's law, then Allah can alter their faces. Tampering with Allah's law, changing it, playing with it, this is a crime. And recall, when Musa said to his people, indeed, Allah commands you to slaughter a cow. They said, do you take us in ridicule? Because remember, the Bani Israel at one point, they even made a cow. They began to worship a calf. So they were told, destroy this love that you have in your hearts. How? You have to slaughter a cow. They responded, are you making fun of us, O Musa? Musa a.s. said, I seek refuge in Allah from being among the ignorant, because only an ignorant person would mock at others. Then they said, call upon your Lord to make clear to us what it is. Musa said, Allah says, it is a cow which is neither old nor a virgin, but median between that. So do what you are commanded. Then they said, call upon your Lord to show us what is her color. He says, it is a yellow cow, bright in color, pleasing to the observers. Then they said, call upon your Lord to make clear to us what it is. Indeed, all cows look alike to us. And indeed we, inshallah, if Allah wills, we will be guided. He said that Allah says, it is a cow neither trained to plow the earth nor to irrigate the field. One free from fault with no spot upon it. They said, now you have come with the truth. When they ran out of questions, they said, okay, now you have come with the truth. So they finally slaughtered it, but they could hardly do it. Allah's commands should be taken as they are. There is no need for hair splitting. Because when we ask unnecessary questions, then that makes things more difficult for us. They were told, slaughter a cow, any cow. They asked questions, made it difficult for themselves. More questions made it even more difficult for themselves. Whenever something seems difficult, say, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا Allah, I am pleased with you as Lord. This is haq, this is the truth. I have to change. The book, the law, the Qur'an does not have to change. I have to change. Allah, I accept it. You give me the ability to do it. Without argument, accept it, take it. And recall when you slew a man, you killed a man and disputed over it. But Allah was to bring out that which you were concealing. So we said, strike the slain man with part of it. Thus does Allah bring the dead to life and He shows you His signs that you might reason. They were shown, the Bani Israel were even shown, a dead man coming back to life. They were shown these clear proofs so that they would develop faith. They were favored so much, yet they did not accept. Indeed, Allah has spoken the truth when He has said, those who disbelieve, whether you warn them or you don't warn them, they do not believe. لا يؤمنون ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ Then your hearts became hardened after that. So hard that they became like stones or even harder. Why harder than stones even? Because what happens to stones? Allah says, for indeed there are stones from which rivers burst forth. There are stones through which rivers gush forth. Small holes in rocky terrains from where water is gushing out. A waterfall, for instance, weeping mountains, they cry so easily. And there are some of them that split open and water comes out. There is a crack. And yes, a little bit of water comes out. And then there are some of them that fall down from the fear of Allah. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. You see, when a person does something wrong the first time, he feels worried in his heart. But when he does that wrong again, when he repeats that mistake again, then his fear decreases. And he keeps on doing it until that fear, that worry is replaced with pleasure. He finds pleasure in disobeying Allah. He finds relief in abandoning Allah's commands. Sin does not feel like a sin. This is when the heart is diseased. This is when the heart has become hard. So hard that the Quran does not enter this heart and nothing affects this heart. And so his actions do not change. Disobedience to Allah, what is it? It is like a fatal poison. It is like a poison that will kill a person, literally kill him. Because sin is a killer of faith. It destroys iman. When a person deliberately, knowingly, repeatedly, again and again, he sins without any fear of Allah. When the Bani Israel disobeyed over and over again, and they presented excuses, and they argued with their messenger, then what happened? Their hearts became hard. So hard, Allah says, harder than rock. Because what happens to rocks? Rocks, they break. As we see in this ayah, some rocks break, some rocks split, some rocks crack, some rocks fall, some rocks move. Yes, they are firm. Yes, they are stubborn. Yes, they are impermeable. But at least they move and break. But the hard heart, what happens to it? It doesn't change. It doesn't move. It doesn't quiver. It doesn't break. There are different types of hearts. Just like there are different types of rocks. Initially, there is hardness. But what happens? Some people, eventually a time comes when they cry. They cry easily, just as water gushes out. Some appear to be stubborn, but eventually good comes forth. Some eventually fall and humble before Allah for their past lives. Others are harder than rock. They don't crack. They don't break. They don't fall. So Muslims are addressed now. That such hard-hearted people, what do you expect from them, O believers? أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ Then do you covet, do you hope, O believers, that they would believe? You think that these people would believe? No. They're not going to believe. You think that they will believe for you while a party of them used to hear the words of Allah and then distort the Torah after they had understood it. So hard were their hearts that when they learned the Torah, when they learned their own scripture, what did they do? They heard it, they knew it, they understood it, but then they changed it. Imagine changing the word of Allah. This is a crime. Changing anybody's book, anybody's writing, changing that is a crime. Changing the word of the Lord of the universe, that is an even greater crime. So these people who changed the book after they had understood it, while they were knowing, those people who were not willing to change themselves, they want to change God's word. You think they're going to believe? No. When they meet those who believe, they say, we have believed. But when they are alone with one another, they say, do you talk to them about what Allah has revealed to you so they can argue with you about it before your Lord? Will you not reason? This is nifaq. This is hypocrisy, which exists in so-called Muslims. Remember that hypocrisy does not exist in disbelievers. Why? Because they have disbelief. There's kufr inside, kufr outside. Nifaq, hypocrisy in who? In a person who claims to be a believer. The person whose heart is neither Muslim, nor is his tongue Muslim, nor is his lifestyle Muslim. What happens to this person? Wherever he goes, he becomes like the people around him. But his true loyalties are not with the believers, as we see in this ayah. Allah says, do they not know that Allah knows what they conceal and what they declare? How can they hide from Allah? He sees them wherever they go. Whatever group they are with, Allah watches them. And among them are unlettered ones. People who know nothing. Nothing about the deen. Who do not know the scripture except in wishful thinking. And they're only assuming. There are some people who knew the scripture. From among the Bani Israel, some people who knew the scripture. the knowledgeable ones, they're scholars. Yet they opposed it. Yet they lived against it. And then there was the large majority of them who did not even know the scripture. And so their actions did not conform to the scripture. They did not know the scripture. Allah says, Ummiyun. Those who did not even bother to learn what Allah had revealed. So what did they rely upon then when it came to their deen? They relied on whatever they had heard from their elders. When it comes to dunya, they work hard themselves. When it comes to the matters of the deen, they just rely upon what they hear from others. Why? Because their priority is not the deen. Because if there was, then they would learn the deen. Here we need to see ourselves also. Amongst Muslims, there are those who know the book. But then what is their action like? What are their lives like? And then amongst us are those who do not know the book. For them, what is their priority? Each and every one of us needs to look at himself, at herself. How much of the book of Allah do I know? And whatever I do know, how much of it is really in my action? So woe to those who write the scripture with their own hands and then say this is from Allah in order to exchange it for a small price. Woe to them for what their hands have written and woe to them for what they earn. Those who alter the deen of Allah, they're being criticized. Those who change the word of Allah to please people, they're being criticized. وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارِ They say, never will the fire touch us except for a few days. Their incorrect aqidah is being refuted over here. Their wrong beliefs are being refuted. Say, have you taken a covenant with Allah? For Allah will never break His covenant. Or do you say about Allah that which you do not know? بَلَا مَن كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً Yes, whoever earns evil and his sin has encompassed him. He earns evil, he commits a sin, and that sin encompasses him. He's surrounded by that sin, meaning he commits it over and over again. Those are the companions of the fire. They will abide therein eternally. Why? Because they did not repent from their sin. But those who believe and do righteous deeds, again, iman and amal salih, those are the companions of paradise. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ They will abide therein eternally. It's evident for Jannah. If we want to go to Jannah, then iman is necessary. Amal salih, good deeds are necessary. No one gets to Jannah just by their wishes. They need to put in effort. And recall, when we took the covenant from the children of Israel, enjoining upon them, do not worship except Allah. لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ You must not worship anyone but Allah. And to parents, do good. Why? Because after Allah's worship, this is the best deed. Being good to one's parents. And to relatives also, be good. Orphans also, and the needy. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا And speak to people good. Good words. The reason for bad relationships is bad speech, rude speech, harsh words. And good words lead to good relationships. Now everyone, say something good to the person sitting next to you. Say something that will be husn. Say something that will bring a smile. So who said something good? Who heard something good? Nobody? The person sitting next to you didn't say anything good to you? See? Sometimes we think being silent is best. But Allah tells us, قُولُوا Say a good word. And sometimes we think we are saying good words. But are they received as good words? Did the other person even take it as good or did they get offended and hurt by it? Because sometimes we say, I'm being very honest. I'm being very truthful here. This is haqq, this is the truth, this is the reality. Yes, it is the reality. And reality speaking, the truth is husn. However, we need to see. Does it go well? Is it also received well by the other? Because husn, speech is good, not just when we think it is good. When the person listening to it also thinks that it is good. It also has a good impact. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا So important this is, but how easily and quickly we forget this. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ And establish prayer. And give zakah. These are mentioned after good speech. Then you turned away, except a few of you, and you were refusing. And recall when we took your covenant saying, do not shed each other's blood or evict one another from your homes. Then you acknowledged this while you were witnessing. Then you are those same ones who are killing one another and evicting a party of your people from their homes, cooperating against them in sin and aggression. And if they come to you as captives, you ransom them, although their eviction was forbidden to you. So do you believe in part of the scripture and disbelieve in part? أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ We must not select from the book of Allah what we like and leave the rest, ignoring it. No, the entire book must be adopted. The entire book must be followed. Then what is the recompense for those who do that among you? Those who take parts of the book and leave other parts of the book, what's the recompense for them? It is nothing except disgrace in worldly life, and on the day of resurrection they will be sent back to the severest of punishment. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. Those are the ones who have bought the life of this world in exchange for the hereafter. So the punishment will not be lightened for them, nor will they be aided. Those who play with the book of Allah, those who pick and choose from it, then there could be possible ruin in this world, in this life, and in the next life.